This is fresh air. Now let's take a look at this week's big movie. Neil Jordan made Mona Lisa and The Crying Game, and then he made Anne Rice angry. She's the author of the bestseller Interview with the Vampire, and she hated the fact that Jordan cast Tom Cruise in the role of her lead vampire, Lestat, in the movie version of her book. But a few weeks ago, Rice saw the movie and had a very public change of heart. She not only loved the movie, but she loved Tom Cruise. Will audiences agree? Film critic Stephen Schiff has this review of Interview with the Vampire.
There are a lot of shocks in Interview with the Vampire, but maybe the biggest shock for followers of the Anne Rice versus Tom Cruise controversy is that this isn't a Tom Cruise movie. Not really. It's a Brad Pitt movie. It's Brad Pitt who plays Louis. He's the handsome but impoverished young aristocrat who's on the verge of suicide in New Orleans in 1791 when he's seduced by Tom Cruise's Lestat into becoming a vampire. And it's Pitt who tells the whole story 200 years later to a journalist played by Christian Slater.
So, what do you do?
I'm a vampire.
That's something I haven't heard before. You mean this literally, I take it?
Absolutely. I was waiting for you in that alleyway. Watching you, watching me. And then you began to speak.
What a lucky break for me.
Perhaps lucky for both of us.
You, said you were waiting for me. What were you gonna do? Kill me, drink my blood, all that stuff?
Yes. But you needn't be concerned with that now.
You really believe this, don't you, that you're a vampire?
We can't begin this way. Let me turn on the light.
I thought vampires didn't like the light.
We love it.
Hey, sounds like this guy's going to be a great interview, right? Well, not quite. A great interview has to make you interested not only in his story, but in himself. And Brad Pitt turns out to be surprisingly tepid and uncharismatic. He has trouble getting his mouth around Anne Rice's pretentiously fancy dialogue, and he has even more trouble getting his voice down into the Bela Lugosi baritone he's trying for. Worse, he spends most of the movie looking not so much ghoulish as terminally morose. As the evil Lestat, Tom Cruise isn't much more convincing, but he's a lot livelier, because at least he goes about his blood-sucking with a little bit of relish. We're supposed to sympathize with Brad Pitt because he has moral scruples. He spends half the movie killing rats instead of people. But that premise, instead of drawing us to him, only makes him seem stodgy. Watching a vampire with qualms is like watching a baseball player who doesn't like to hit because it makes too much noise. About a third of the way through, the boys come across a young girl named Claudia, played by Kirsten Dunst, and they make her into a vampire too. And for a while, as we watch this bizarre trio at work, the movie becomes weirdly funny. When her piano teacher corrects little Claudia too harshly, or a doll maker charges enough money to anger her, well, we know what's in store for them. And at times like these, the movie plays like a gorier version of The Addams Family. Most of the time, though, Interview with the Vampire is neither amusing nor even scary. Mostly it's just wearisome and grim. Neil Jordan tries to soup up the story by making the camera whirl and the actors shriek. And Elliot Goldenthal's howling score is nothing if not persistent. But all that sound and fury can't replace what the movie is really missing. Although there's plenty of plasma up on the screen, in terms of drama, Interview with the Vampire is the one thing a vampire movie should never be. Bloodless.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for The New Yorker.